is far more interesting. Hi, American Fork. It's Todd Prince. We're together in Long Beach, California at the WBA Super Show. I'm evaluating Auxiliary tonight. Looking forward to your performance. Best of luck. It's really beautiful coloring in the costumes. I think that really works positively for you leading into that first big hit. Good for you. Using space well, large kinesphere, you're not afraid to use it. Staging certainly works positively for you as well. For you, Silks, you're maintaining intervals and spatial awareness quite positively as the form pushes over toward the number one side. I mean, that was a very, very clear moment. Good for you guys. Good for you. I think the ending of that could have a little stronger intensity to match the music a little more positively. Color Guard, just put a stronger punctuation mark on the ending of that. Yeah, okay, so we have three different groups here, the Sabres, the Rifles, and the Flags in the back. Obviously, weapons picking up the drum voice a little more positively. Flags doing a pretty good job of it as well. Flags, those starts and stops within your visual phrasing back there could really use some expressive definition. It would make that much more clear. It would make your intent much more clear. I think the Rifle staging is somewhat suspect here. It's very easy to see the four of them on the number two side, but as they get closer over to that brass line, you really couldn't distinguish, and there was a difference in visual weight that they laid on the eye. Timing Silks. You know, I think, okay, so Sabres now on the props there, offering some height and dimension onto the stage. Again, that same Rifle, and just interesting way that you chose to put part of the Rifles in the form and the rest of them out of the form with all negative space around them, so some individuals had more visual weight than other individuals did. You know, this develops in a relatively logical way. I don't think it's amazingly musical. There's a lot of music. That was pretty strong. I think it's written in a way that could produce a lot more effect than it's actually the work that it is actually producing, because there's a lack of understanding with regard to expressive dynamic range, especially when it comes to speed and weight, strength, if you will. Who's picking up that line of the music? Rifles and Sabres? You haven't taken this opportunity to really expand or broaden the range or broaden the character or change the scope of the stage. So this is a pretty visually stagnant moment for the weapon line. And the Flag vocabulary is becoming presentational in its effort here. So it loses some intensity visually that we're certainly getting musically, but I don't think that's being displayed through the color guard as positively as it could. There's a bit of a mismatch there.
Beautiful clarity. I really appreciate the single bending line form. It's a contrasting opportunity.
When you look upon a field of dandelions, you can either see hundreds of weeds or thousands of wishes.
Flags doing that same vocabulary is visually very heavy in the background behind those heavy props. That's a lot going on the stage right there. Color Guard opens up the form of that moment. from a musical perspective. Yeah, the softness that the layering of the skirt adds in terms of the movability of the fabric. Yeah, I mean, the color of this is really, really spectacular. The softness and the texture that the props offer. We can get out of that visually. It's just set up for it to be a little more successful, I think. The staging is good. Take a look at that. See if you're maximizing that, if you're absolutely maximizing that moment, because we were getting a lot of music. It was a wonderfully well-crafted moment on the field. Just not quite sure that we got the depth. Similarity to your approach from a design perspective and the fact that you're oftentimes working in these very, very large mass forms of color guard. So visually, there is not quite the level of interest there. Yeah, color guard, you're doing a fine job here from a technique standpoint. Timing is as positive. Staging of the flags in the back is very positive. Rifles can have a bit more adherence to style is what I want to say. It's open to an individual interpretation a lot. This is one of your more successfully musical moments here, right? The rifles are just kind of moving into those clusters, doing a fair job at interpreting, but nothing that is just amazingly musical in that moment. Yeah, the dissipation of the color guard to the front sideline in that moment was well organized. That worked well for you. Yeah, right.
Once we accept our limits, we go beyond.
Yeah, I appreciate the restaging of the color guard through that form. Thank you. Yeah, it's a strong environmental challenge at the end as you're spread from end zone to end zone, literally. Yeah, you know, guys, listen, I think that there's some smart writing in the program. You have an amazing impact when it comes to color. I think the program is tasteful. There is a level of taste to it that is positive. I think that there are some issues when it comes to training and us all being at the same level and being able to fulfill the written vocabulary consistently enough over time. There does begin to be a somewhat sense of sameness to the way the color guard is staged, kind of in mass groups throughout the program. And there was a little bit of a similar approach in terms of your expressive range with regard to flag and weapon vocabulary. It wasn't quite as broad as it could have been. And you know, the adherence to style, the little individual things that you were doing, weren't quite, the depth of that knowledge wasn't quite shared at the same level by all the performers. But I hope the comments have been helpful. Really enjoyed the performance. Thank you so much, guys. Best of luck, G.